Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 317.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 317. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening, as always. It means so much to me in this busy world of, information overload, right? You have options out there. I know that. You have other podcasts you could be listening to. I know that as well. You have other instructors you could be watching, learning from. I know that as well. So trust me, I truly, truly appreciate your attention, your support, and your dedication and commitment to just your loyalty. That's the word I was looking for. Your loyalty to listening to me, listening to the podcast. Obviously, I started about almost a decade ago, and I'm still here. I'm still kicking. I'm still going, right? Thank you. I appreciate it. This is a great episode that I have for you, and it's going to be about improvisational textures and concepts. And the greatest thing about this is that a lot of times when educators teach about improv, there's like things that a beginner can use and things that a beginner can't use because they're too advanced, right? It's like, oh, I can never do that. Listen closely. Everything I'm going to teach you and show you in this video, although it may sound advanced because I'm going to be demonstrating it in like my full capacity of my educational skills and playing, performance playing, everything I'm going to show you, you can use today. And if you, no matter who you are, like you could literally have never improvised anything in your life, and you can use everything I'm going to show you in this episode today. And if you do that, your improvisation, your sound, your playing, and this can be used for comping as well. It's not just for improv, for comping, accompaniment, your solo piano. Everything you do, I promise you, will like literally double your progress, your sound, everything about the atmosphere that you're creating, your performance will literally get 100% better. Is that a double? No, 200% better. I promise you, just based off this. And you know why? Because I'm going to be going over musical textures, not notes, musical textures. And we get to a point in our improvisation and life and piano where learning notes, it loses the effect. Like, we're not here to learn notes and play notes. We're here to make music. We're not here to learn more notes, learn more licks, learn more cool voicings. We're here to make music. And how do we make music? We need to get creative. We need to texturize. Is that a word? I'm going to make it a word if it's not. Texturize our solos, our improv, everything we do on the piano with musical elements. It's not about the notes. It's about how we play the notes, right? It's not about what notes we play. It's about how we play those notes. And this is one of the things that I have such a hard time listening to different jazz artists, because they have so much to say and they have so much facility and patterns and runs and Coltrane, you know, hexatonics and pentatonics, but there's no expressiveness. Can't feel their soul. I can't feel what they're trying to express. All it sounds like is a robotic regurgitation of a lot of tedious practicing of patterns or licks or notes or language, right? Have you ever been in that experience? Maybe. It's really unfortunate because the player has so much potential because they know all this language, but unfortunately, they don't know how to express the notes in all of their education in a musical way. that is transferring like their expressiveness of their soul and what they want to say into music, right? So anyway, Black Friday's around the corner. I always start saying this. I have such a huge monumental release this year. A lot of times I'll release courses and things like that on Black Friday. This is way bigger than that. It will be the biggest Black Friday release that we've ever done. And there's going to be a VIP waiting list. So if you want to get the information, okay, Black Friday for the VIP waiting list is going to open first for them. You got to go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2023. jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2023. Now, when you go on this list, this email list, I know people, businesses and things like that, you're probably scared to give your email address out. I don't blame you. Anytime, you know, Macy's or things like, hey, can we get your email? I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't need emails from you, right? But what I'm going to tell you is that when you go on this list, and if you are a brand new person to my email education newsletter or list, I send out all the podcasts, I send out all the lick of the weeks, or excuse me, the tips, tricks, and transcriptions. I'm not going to send you all of that. I'm not going to send you any of that, actually. I'm not going to send you any emails up until Black Friday, okay? That's my promise to you. And on Black Friday, you're going to get a lot of emails from me. And so many, every time, you know, people complain about spam and stuff like that, I get it. I send emails. It's about once a day. And the emails are informative to let people know about the Black Friday special, what's going to be happening, because there's a lot of new changes. I need to educate all of you on what's exactly happening because there's going to be changes. I'll go into this more. I know I'm being mysterious, but there's going to be a lot of changes. If you don't want to get a lot of emails from me, you don't want to hear about all our new releases, our new updates, our new products, our new programs that we're going to be launching, rolling out into end of 2023 into end of 2024. It's going to be a game changer for the jazz piano education game and students like you. Then don't get on the list. That's totally cool with me. But it's just, I want to prepare you for the expectations. I get emails from companies every single day. I love those companies. I love hearing from them, right? If you don't want to hear from me, don't join the list. But you can unsubscribe too right after you get on the Black Friday list and you hear about the Black Friday specials and the updates and things like that. And then if you don't want it, just unsubscribe. That's totally fine as well. So again, jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2023. If you're already a member, you'll hear about them. Don't worry. You don't need to get on this list. It's just for people that are not members or people outside that want to be involved in this amazing special event that we're going to be having and launching. So it's really, really fun. If you haven't checked out the last episode with Mike, definitely go back and do that. It was fantastic. It was amazing. I'm going to be doing more interviews with my students that are going through my live programs like this because it's so informative. We got so much great feedback from people just resonating with Mike's story, just like wanting to hear more from fellow students, right? Like I can say something so many times to you and it's go in one ear and out the other. When your teacher says something, you're like, yeah, I know, I get it. You've told me this. I don't really want to listen to you anymore. I know this because I've been there. I've been there, right? But when a fellow student, a fellow peer says this something to you, and that was the thing that helped them break through a lot of plateaus, make drastic amounts of progress in a short amount of time, right? And really help propel their, right? Everything in their piano, jazz piano performance level, their playing, their improv, their solo piano. Then you will probably listen even harder because when a student says it and he shows it clearly based on his results, right? Which I show you videos of Mike's playing when he first began with me and then later on, like when you hear the difference, you're like, oh shoot. Okay. So when Brennan was telling me to learn this for the last 10 years, he wasn't kidding. It actually works. Maybe I should start, you know, maybe I should put my blinders on, get some tunnel vision and really just go into the shed and learn this one thing instead of kind of perusing through YouTube, jumping around from different jazz piano websites, paying for subscriptions, right? Just stick with one thing, right? And just learn it in depth. Okay. So anyway, go check that out. He's such a great guy. Mike's so awesome. He's so dedicated to the craft and the music. He has an amazing story. And I'm going to be continuously inviting more guests on to the Jazz Piano School podcast to talk about their experiences. And one of the great things that I want everyone to hear is that we're not alone. You're not alone in your journey. If you're listening to this, right, you're not alone. Everyone's going through the same thing that you are. And it's a rough, difficult journey, right? I'm here to deliver education for you, inspiration, motivation as best I can, because I don't know who you are. I don't know who is listening to this right now. I don't have contact with you, but I do provide doors, opportunities for you to get involved with my education, be a part of my membership, be a part of my courses, be a part of my live programs that allow you to talk with me, interact with me, interact with my educators, interact with your fellow community of students as you go through these turmoils, these troubles of learning jazz piano, because it's a difficult journey, right? It's a very, very difficult journey. So if you do want to kind of take that next step, I just want you to know you're not alone. And I think listening to other students who have been in the place that you're at and kind of made this transformation because they kind of made a commitment to moving forward, to really kind of diving in and investing in their progress, right? It's a game changer. It totally changes your mindset. It totally transforms the way you approach your day-to-day practice, your focus, all of it, right, is a completely elevated experience, which literally leads to fast, dramatic results. All right. Anyway, go back and listen to that podcast. Enough about that. These textures are going to be absolutely amazing in this demonstration that I'm going to do. I'm going to kind of run through all the textures as you'll hear. I'm going to demonstrate all of them over the tune called Day by Day. I don't think I said that in the demonstration, which is funny. I guess I should have done that. But all of you, I guess I can say it here. So if you're listening to the podcast, this tune is Day by Day. It's a great kind of jazz standard-ish. Yeah, it is a jazz standard. It's just not well known, I would say. But it's a great jazz standard, Day by Day. Check it out. And it's in the key. I'm playing in the key of G. I think that's the standard key for it. I'm playing with Iroh Pro. And I'm going to demonstrate all these different types of conceptual ideas. I do provide a bonus texture in there. I know it says 11 ideas, but I'm going to give you a 12th bonus one in there as well. Okay? So with that being said, let's dive right in.
That's enough to get us into that. But so essentially what's happening here is you're hearing lots and lots of different textures, right? Lots and lots of different textures. And this whole particular podcast episode is about creating conceptual textures in your improv. Now, I bet when you first heard me start the solo off in that low end part of the piano, you were like, ooh, what is happening here? Now, that caught your ear and it caught your attention because it's way different than you're used to hearing. And then when I went up and I used a different texture, when my left hand came in for the very first time, I bet you were like, ooh, that sounds great too. All these different textures that I'm going to go over today in this podcast episode is going to be about creating contrast and introducing different elements into your improv, because all this stuff can instantly change your improv and elevate your sound and bring you to a higher level without learning actually any more tools, any more flashy licks, anything like that. You can literally take what you know now and bring it to the next level. So I'm going to go through all of the 11 ways you can do this. Let's start with something very simple. Lots of notes versus little notes. Now, I just gave you a little teaser in the beginning, but the contrast between a lot of notes and a little notes is drastic, and you can already start to implement this. Let's check it out. So I will switch back and forth between a lot of notes and a little notes. Here we go. Right? So that's a little notes. Here's a lot of notes. Continuously playing, right? So two very, very different textures. And when you start to work on those and, you know, just think about that concept in your playing, it's going to drastically change everything. The next one I want to turn you on to, which I started with in my solo, is different registers, different registers. I have to set my iPhone on unlock so that it stays on my notes here. But different registers. This is so easy for you to do. Play in the low end register. Oscar Peterson would do this all the time with his bass notes and a solo piano. Right? That's such an awesome texture. Like how many times can you say you go down to that register and solo down there? It doesn't have to be fancy. Right? Just play one note. That's it. That's all you need. Play in that super high-end register, right? So here is different registers and how that might sound. Let's start high. More Count Basie-ish. That's kind of the high. Here's mid to high. Right, here's middle. Here's below middle C. Mid to low. Here's super low, right? So even just moving up and down the registers, anyone can do this. Literally, you can do this right now with all the tools that you have. It's an amazing improv texture for thematic development, improv development, telling a story. Fantastic. Legato versus staccato. So a lot of students come to me and they're playing like this. Right? And that's an amazing texture. Sometimes I'll do that for different types of effects and things on the piano. But the opposite of that is legato. Right? So you just want to play around with that texture. Try both. Try staccato, try legato. Here's me going back and forth between both of those. Legato, right? Again, this is a little bit more staccato. I'm not going overboard. I could go overboard. If you really kind of wanted to get into. Right? So you can kind of have a dramatic effect or kind of like shift back and forth, which is really cool. That one does take a lot of dexterity. Loud versus soft. Dynamics, right? Dynamics is the most simple, simple texture that you could throw in to a lot of your improv immediately today that would drastically change something. Start your solo out soft, right? Start your solo out loud. See what happens, okay? Just mess around with the textures. Here we go. Here's soft. You can do lots of notes soft. It doesn't have to be a little bit of notes, but you can do a little note soft too. Loud and then soft, like have lots of different dynamics. Super loud. Obviously, okay, you get the picture. But really, as dramatic as you think you're being, go even further with it. Go super loud, then super soft. Super loud and super soft. People usually toy around with the textures, they just don't go far enough. Okay, the next one's gonna be little space versus a lot of space. Now, this is the same as little notes or lots of notes, but it's a different mindset. When you think about playing versus not playing, that is going to actually change the way you play. I'm gonna say that again. When you think about playing a lot versus playing a little versus not playing a lot versus not playing a little, those are opposite concepts, right? And it's gonna change the way you play. So now I'm thinking space, little amounts of space versus lot of amount of space. Here we go. Staccato. Lines too. It could be chords. Lots of space. Could be loud too. Doesn't have to be. Space, lots of space, little space. Okay, that's an easy one. Single note versus chords. I kind of just demonstrated that. So many of us get into trying to learn lines, like lines in our, just improv. So single note melody lines. And we forget we have all of these chords and things we can do. It's such a great texture. We don't always have to learn the single note melody lines. Here we go. Chords versus melody lines. What if I just do... And if you're a beginner, just rootless voicings. Even this could be your solo. Hold some. Maybe do some single note melody lines now. Back to comping. So it could be a whole solo filled with chords, right? That would be super cool too. That's a great texture I use a lot on gigs and things like that. This is a great one. One spot versus movement. So many times we think we need to move all over the piano or like at least move within. So many students kind of stay within this range here when they're beginning at improv. Try to stay within like five notes. See how that changes or affects your playing. Like what if I just stay right within C to G? or A to E, or even smaller like E to G, or maybe just one octave. Pick one octave in the piano, try to stay within that. So I'm gonna do solo within, let's go D to G here. I'm just gonna go G to D. I'm gonna solo within that fifth. Let's see how this changes my improv here. D-sharp or F-sharp, right? So it's very constricting, but clearly what this does, when you constrict or restrict, I should say, I guess both constrict and restrict, what that does for your playing is it forces you. All these textures, when you restrict yourself to doing certain textures, it's going to force you to get out of the things that you're used to doing and be more creative and grow as a person and a player and a musician and improv artist, right? That's what these conceptual ideas are literally meant to do, force you to be more creative than you've ever been before, okay? Left hand versus no left hand, left hand versus no left hand, right? Bill Evans is a master of this. He'll play 5 choruses, no left hand. Keith Jarrett does this too. When the left hand comes in, you're like, oh my God, it's like a whole new solo, right? It's not. They just haven't been using their left hands, right? You could do the opposite, like have all left hand and then take out your left hand. I love doing that as well. So maybe I'll start with left hand. Heard the difference in the shift in atmosphere, right? Right? And then my left hand comes back in, you're like, oh my God, it's a whole new solo, right? So these movements of like pieces and components kind of moving in and out is a super cool effect. One type of rhythm versus lots of different types of rhythm. So like one rhythm, eighth notes, triplets can be a great texture if you're just using it all the time. A lot of times in my solos and improvs right now, even though they're kind of sloppy, I've kind of been using one texture sometimes. Sometimes a lot of different rhythms at combinations and things like that. But you'll hear me do like triplets, a whole run of triplets, a whole run of eighth notes, maybe a whole run of 16th notes, right? And then I'll start to combine them and mix them back and forth, right? Let's start with eighth notes. Let's do eighth notes. I guess that was a quarter note. Okay, if you take some breaks. Maybe triplets. Triplets, all 16th notes, and then obviously a combination of both is going to give you a complete change in contrast if I were to go into that as well, but I don't have to do that. In time versus no time It's easier to provide this texture over a ballad. It's going to sound a little fun. Well, I shouldn't say it's a little funny. I kind of do like this texture to kind of like really emphasize time. Sometimes I'll move out of time. I'll just play random strings of rhythm, random strings of rhythm, and then go back in time. This is a really cool texture. Check it out. So clearly, you know, I was going way overboard with that. I probably wouldn't go back and forth with that texture. Obviously, utilizing all these textures is a delicate balance of trying to kind of work these in a nice development and thematic way over multiple courses. And what these do is allow you to expand your voice over multiple courses, because clearly, like, if I just jam pack all this stuff into one course, what does it do? It kind of just floods it, and it's like, oh, wow, right? That's a lot. It is a lot, because that's I'm demonstrating right now. But I'll do a thing at the end where I take my time. I'll use all the textures. Right-hand focus versus left-hand focus. So if I focus on my left-hand voicings or movements, extensions, reharms, that's going to be a completely different texture than me focusing on my right-hand lines. So again, I guarantee 99% of you watching this right now are mostly focused on your right-hand lines. Try focusing on your left hand voicings, where your left hand is. Where is it on the piano? Is it low? What harmonies is it playing? Is it playing sharp 11, flat 13, flat 9 over a D7 chord? Are you playing five notes? Are you playing shells? Are you playing three notes? Are you playing four notes? Are you playing spreads? Are you using the bass note in there? Right? Are you playing bass note lines? That's completely acceptable as well. Focus on your left hand and see how creative you can get with your left hand as opposed to your right hand. All right, here we go. Already this is different. Five note voicings, sus, pedals, pedals, can resolve it. But clearly my solo, my approach, all the textures I was getting out of my sounds, like, that was monumentally different than what I had been getting creatively and expressively out of everything, all the other textures I was demonstrating, because I was focused on my left hand, right? It created a more modern atmosphere in different ways, different types of reharms, this pedal effect that I kind of stumbled into and like started creating. Crazy, right? And the last one, which is actually a bonus one because I thought of it on the spot, which I hear so many students do, and I had to put it in here in the podcast, is long versus short. Long versus short. So many times, all students are so eager to move to the next note, they never end up holding notes. Like, students don't hold notes, and it's such a great texture. Hold notes, right? This is a percussive instrument. So all of us just want to play on a trumpet, on some sort of wind instrument, brass. the air creates the sound. So it's much easier for a some sort of air-driven instrument to create a hold, and it's more ingrained in their soul and expressiveness because they're blowing through the instrument. We are not doing that. We need to visualize ourselves as some sort of horn player, right? Wind, brass, whatever it is, and think about blowing through our instrument, because otherwise we're just playing nonstop. Okay, here we go. Here it is. Check it out. Short versus long. Short versus long. Just try holding some notes. How awesome is this? Hold our chords. Short, short, maybe long. You heard me do this before? A little delayed resolution, right? So on and so forth. So long versus short, amazing, amazing texture, even in your soul. Like, just stop. Even if you're playing a line. Right? Just hold it. Like, stop on a note and hold. Long versus short. Okay. Let me do one more thing before I let you go. Oh my goodness. Is this a 23-minute podcast? Wow. Okay. So I'm going to go through, I'm going to try to kind of play a textural solo. I won't go too long, but I'm going to try to kind of keep my eyes on these and go through all the textures. I'm going to look at my phone, lots of notes versus little notes, different registers. See if you can pick out what I'm doing. Okay. Listen, watch, see if you can pick out the textures I'm using. Okay. And if you kind of wrote them down as I was going, I'm just going to go down in a list. So you'll know exactly what I'm doing. Thank you. All right, my thing only went around three times. I was about to do the no time versus time texture with this little thing here. I'll just play that for you. That was a fun one. I actually don't do this that much. So. So I was kind of doing like a switch, a trill switch with no time. Kind of just like, I think I hit a note so hard it's sticking on the MIDI. There we go. Just kind of running down. Like there was no time there. It was just a texture, right? And then I was going to move back into time. But anyway, there was a whole bunch of stuff in there, right? And clearly I was kind of exaggerating. And not in all, in all my solos, I don't use all of these. But a lot of times when I focus on an individual one or a couple of them, like they're always in the back of my mind because I've worked on these so much. So what you need to do is really work on these a lot so that they become ingrained in your playing. And you have to consistently think about them. I used to write this list down that I've gone over for you guys today. I'd keep it on the piano. Anytime I was practicing my improv, my eyes would always look over. And I would see a texture. I'd be like, ooh, I got to remember the texture. I got it. Essentially, it's creating music. We have to remember to create music from the notes and tools that we're learning. Just learning the blues scale, just using the altered scale, just learning chords, just learning Herbie lines, McCoy lines, right? That's not creating music. That's just learning notes, right? We have to create music from the notes, from the tools that we are learning. And all these textures do just that, okay? So hopefully that was helpful. Again, a more conceptual lesson for you all to bring, like, kind of really bring you out of the box, force you to get as creative as possible. I promise you, if you spend like a month on this, even a couple weeks, your playing will drastically change. Drastically. Like, this is grown-up stuff right here, right? This is professional stuff right here, because it's less about notes at this point. It's about creating music, right? You get to a point where you're enough tools, enough notes, enough licks. You got to use what you have and create amazing types of music from the tools that you have. And I promise you, you will sound way more professional, way more advanced than you ever have when you focus on this stuff instead of just continuously learning licks, trying to build your improv, doing other stuff. Okay? Again, don't forget to go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2023 if you want to get it on our Black Friday waiting list. I have some amazing updates and goodies that I'm going to be releasing on Black Friday. You definitely want to get on there to check it out, because there will be a VIP waiting list. So go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2023 to get on there. Okay? With that being said, I'll talk to you guys later.